السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, my beloved topic, the love of Allah and love. All my life, I reflect over this love and how human beings love. And I discover a lot of people are failure of love, understanding love. Where it coming from? Greed, selfish. Individuality. And what it do? It make you arrogant, blind, only think about yourself. What about what called quote unquote love? It's not real love. It's just I want you to do. I want you to love me. I want this. I want that. Let me take you back to something very beautiful. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about love and what he expected. Now the first stage to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and embrace Islam. Second level, ubudiyya, and the journey of iman. Third level is ihsan. And the ihsan containing the highest love of surrender and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and including the love of Allah above any love. And we remember all the hadith and all the ayat about love. You can go to the article of love, love of Allah, and the article what Allah love versus what I love. Similar, even if you look in the politician, the many things, they always say a sentence, to win the heart and mind. When you look at love, when you remember Khadija radiallahu anha, the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who loved her dearly, what she did? Did she tell him, love me please? Or I want you to love me? No. She embraced him. Embrace his mind and thought, support him, believe in him, did everything for him and the message, respect his time and thought. Read her life story with Rasulullah sallam, you will learn some of the major story of the true love. When you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he want me to remember him. He want me to think about him, value him, respect him, fear him. All this combination, including love. You remember the sentence in the early Arabic people used to say, if you want to be loved, you have to love. And to love, you have to give. Today, everyone wants to take. What you give, I don't understand. Giving in here again, giving with your thought, your respect, feel the person, think about the person, value the person, try to please the person, try to support the person. All this element will generate love. It's not a song or a dance or a reward. No, it's a journey. You earn it. You earn it, the love of someone. Similar, to love Allah wa Rasuluh, to follow, to obey, to put the love of Allah above our love. The love of what Allah be pleased with above our what we love. Now go back to brotherhood and sisterhood, same. Husband and wife, same. If you ask me, we are bankrupt. Big time of the reality of love to each other and the love of Allah. Why our nafs is high, our ego is high, our selfish is high, our arrogance is high, you name it. You will never really love unless you serve, you be kind, you be compassionate. You understand where the person coming from. You try to embrace his mind and thought. And after that you obey, after that you try to please and serve. And all this will generate the love. May Allah allow us to love Allah above any love. May Allah allow us to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam above any love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to make us love the believer and our brother and sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to love akhirah above dunya. Look at this. Dunya has temptation, has a desire. My nafs want the dunya because I do not know the akhirah. I never see it. How I love it. But this is the price. The price, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all the most powerful thing He want us to love and desire is unseen. And this is why the highest level of Iman is love of Allah. Even we don't see Allah. But we see the power of Allah, the might of Allah. Look right now, South America, not South United States, Florida especially, in 24 hours or less, what will happen? Hurricane, earthquake, you name it. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not deserve to be loved and feared and respect and trust and served and be pleased with? Similar. What happened to us when our nafs and ego become so high? The value for each other become low. The respect for each other become low. The obedience and following of each other become low. And this is why we fail many Islamic activity, because we fail the unity of our heart and mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who can see the truth and follow it, and see the false and follow it, and not follow it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the humble and humility and quality to love Allah and Rasulullah and the believer above any love. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us believe in akhirah and love akhirah, love Jannah above any love. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Please read all the chapters and all the verses about love and love of Allah. It's a beautiful topic, beautiful topic. Very powerful, and we need it. We need it. And if we feel the love of Allah, you think we can love each other? Or if we feel love of Rasulullah SAW, we can love each other? And if we feel the love of our goodness, which is Jannah, can we love each other or even our family? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us before it's too late. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.